Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, MyBookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sportsbook. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long. Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head, no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car-selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This is the Zabecast, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Wednesday, June 26, 2024. Thank you for downloading. Got my boy Hatch on the phone coming up here in just a second. He has some interesting thoughts about some love and relationship stories in sports that are bubbling up right now across the landscape, including Kelly Stafford, the wife of Matt Stafford, on a podcast telling the world how she was able to kind of trick her husband into falling for her. I don't know if that's tricking or not. What do they say? All is fair in love and war. So, yeah. But let's first start with some instant feedback from yesterday and beyond. You can always reach me at zabe@yahoo.com, and I appreciate all the feedback. It means you're listening and you care enough to write me a note. Chad Hackman from Harrisonburg, Virginia, writes to say, Game 7 on ESPN. Zabe, I used to be a one percenter since the Fox Sports days and would chime in about technology questions in the past. However, I think I'm now kicked out of the 1% club since I'm not subscribing to the podcast. Feel free to plug that $5 a month option while I'm here. Yes, of course. I almost lost my mind, though, with how ESPN is cutting corners with cost on the NHL and the NHL final last night. I needed to get a few things off my chest about their coverage, and so here goes. One, They only have one play-by-play announcer and one guy who's between the glass. That's Ray Ferraro. This for the NHL final? Really? There was no one to break down plays from above in the booth since McDonough has no clue about hockey. Nice guy, but not an NHL guy. Well, I would say in fairness to Sean McDonough, who I like, it's not his job to break down plays. He's the play-by-play announcer. But I didn't know that they didn't have anybody upstairs. Then there's P.K. Subban and Mark Messier. You can wake me up when they bring something interesting to the table during an intermission or pregame. Also, the sound quality for Game 7. I lost track of how many times they edited out cursing, which took all sound out of the game. Thank you for mentioning that. I was going crazy myself, going, is my YouTube TV cutting out somehow? Is there something on my end that's causing this to happen? My brain said it sounds like the big dropout of audio whenever somebody hears a curse for FCC reasons. But surely they wouldn't be doing that during a Stanley Cup Final Game 7 broadcast, would they? Well, my guess is because Ferraro is between the glass and close to the ice, and his mic is picking up players saying, hey, fuck you, I'm going to come knock the shit out of you next shift. That was occasionally being caught, and then they had to dump it. Terrible in terms of game production, if that's the case. Also, there was a game-saving goal with about 5 minutes left in the third, and there were no replays from behind the net. They just went straight to commercials yet again. Not to mention the above angle to show us what happened or anything else. That save won the Panthers the game and the cup, and ESPN had none of it. Unreal. I did see, and I don't know who got this video, I saw Bobrovsky with an amazing glove save, sprawling on his back, instinctively spreading out like a snow angel to catch the puck that was about to be poked into the net on the weak side. I don't think that was on the broadcast. Also, says Chad Hackman, they use average guys like Buchigross to do play-by-play for Game 7 in the West. He ain't play-by-play, he's studio. I'm sure I'm missing some other things, but I thought about this driving to Lynchburg this morning, and it was driving me crazy. When you go through a list of just all the corners that ESPN, I'm sure, cut, it's frustrating of them going cheap with their signature series of the sport I love so much. With the low tide of sports here, I thought I'd give you some ammo to help with today's podcast. You did indeed, Chad. Thank you. Keep fighting the good fight. And thank you for giving me 4 days for free to listen to and a platform to vent for 10 minutes. You're welcome, Chad. Now you owe me a subscription, at least for 1 month. Subscribe for a month, then cancel. All right? Now, of course they're cutting corners. The desk on the road in Edmonton was something they bought at a Home Depot. A folding desk. A folding table, basically. Ridiculous. But hey, the Stanley Cup Final drew like a 4.1 rating, which is barely more than a good Caitlin Clark game. So what do you expect, right? They're going to cut corners, as much as you and I may love it. This from Gary Carpenter. Zabe, yesterday you compared yourself to Jamie Moyer, the junk pitcher, when that kid said you might be losing your fastball. Don't sell yourself short. That's a great thing. He's the only pitcher to pitch in four decades and the only pitcher to throw a shutout at least once in those four decades. You know what Jamie Moyer did not do? Throw 100 miles per hour for a few weeks and then, bam, required Tommy John surgery. That's a great point. We should all aspire to be the Jamie Moyer of our industry. Consistent, flexible, creative, and long-lasting. Jamie Moyer took Major League Baseball paychecks for damn near 40 years. That's fucking amazing. Actually, well, not 40 years. Let me go to Baseball Reference. Do you mind if I go to a website right now and I'll try to talk while I do this and mention that, hey, you can be a subscriber to the Zabecast. Just go to zabe.com/premium. Jamie Moyer. Come on, keyboard. Here we go. I think it's J-A-M-I-E. Yep, there it is. Pops right up. Thank you to the search engine. He pitched a grand total of, holy shit, look at those years. 25 years. 25 years. Starting at age 23 in Chicago, the Cubs, in 86, going all the way to his age 49 season in 2012 with Colorado. He went 2-5 as a 49-year-old in Colorado. 5.7 ERA. He'll never be a Hall of Famer because he was never that good, but there's got to be a Hall of Fame for, look how long he lasted without any real, he didn't have A-shelf, quote, stuff. He had a big bag of junk and knew how to deploy it. Thank you for the email, Gary. Appreciate that. Then there's this, Phil Peterson, Charch got me, .. to finally pay up. Last week when you switched him to Friday, I finally moved to the no commercial Scott and Solly, you are looking live option. Just thought I'd tell you, probably don't tell him or he may start demanding Stephen A. Smith money. Sincerely, take care, Phil Peterson, Denmark, Wisconsin. Thank you, Phil, for that. And yes, Charch is scheduled to make a Friday start again on the premium side for this podcast, unless a miracle happens and Scott gets back from the beach and we figure out how to do our thing. Then there is this from Greg Donovan in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. iHeart podcast of your morning show. Oh boy, here we go. Hey, Zabe, love listening to your show every day. I'm not up early enough to hear the beginning of the show, so I rely on the podcast. For the past 2 to 3 weeks, the upload, the iHeart app, has been off. It doesn't start at the beginning of the show. The bump in, bump out music cannot be heard, and there may be other issues I've not even noticed yet. I have a feeling you guys may already know about this, but I thought I'd reach out since it hasn't been fixed and I haven't heard you make fun of it or make fun of Josh for having to do it yet. Sincerely, Greg and Tosa. Okay, fair enough. A lot of people don't know. Let me repeat myself. Radio stations like ours and big radio conglomerates like iHeart, one of the largest in the country, if not the largest, they cut deals with record companies and artists through what's called ASCAP, or Associated Songwriters, Composers, Performers, Entertain. I don't know what it stands for. You can look it up. ASCAP, ASCAP. And it's a negotiate. It's a payment for the royalties to like everything. So we could play pretty much a snippet coming in or out of any song that we want. The artists realize that this is good for us as artists because it'll keep reminding people of, hey, remember that time I did that song about insert topic here and now radio show X is using it? I remember that guy. I like that guy. I'm going to go download some of his music. It's good for them, but they want a little bit of scratch. They want a little bit of coin. So they get that money as part of their royalties. They also, iHeart also, along with everyone else, negotiated a right to also have that music as part of our live shows, digitally delivered over streaming on the internet, but only live. Now there's a legal dispute where the artists and the record companies are saying, oh, wait a minute, you're recording the whole show and allowing it to be downloaded by fans. That makes it a podcast. And looking at the contract here, I don't see where we agreed to that. Mo' money. And ain't nobody got no money for that. So we're not allowed to use it on the podcast that is downloadable and that we put out there. Now, here's what's interesting. Once upon a time, before the internet and podcasts existed, there was a way to record your favorite shows so you could listen to them in radio at any time you like. It was a specific type of Sirius XM receiver that you could program like it's your own VCR, and you could say, I want you to record this channel at this time for this many hours, and it would record it locally to your device. That would still be legal. They can't stop you, the customer, who's listening to the stream of the show from recording it. Now, there may be, in fact, I know there is, programs that you can, you know, set up or download, or maybe even websites you can go to, that will essentially tune your browser in to the iHeart stream, which has all the show elements, all the music, all the bits, everything, and record it every day, and record it to your device of choice, laptop, desktop, you name it. I know those programs exist. They have to exist. Is it a pain in the ass for you? Yes, it is. But then again, you waking up, when we wake up to listen, is also a pain in the ass. So choose your pain in thy ass, sir. Scott Cluthier writes, Steez, loved the solo podcast yesterday. The reference to the great Doc Emrick made me smile. I miss hearing him make the common play of a hockey play seem much more important. Yes, he was a wordsmith like none other. I looked for it, but I couldn't find one of my favorite calls of his. It wasn't a goal or a key play. It was just a moment. Picture this. Late game seven, in the final probably, cameras are scanning the players on the bench, on the ice, tight shots on the goaltender. Fans are going nuts in the background. You can tell the players are absolutely spent, if not puckering up inside. You can feel the tension, and Doc utters the following line. Quote, all of this for a ring they won't wear and a trophy they can't keep. Pure fucking magic, writes Scott Cluthier, my listener. That's why Doc will always be the number one play-by-play guy for me. I do remember that line, and it is brilliant. And he said it in that pinched Pittsburghian accent of his. All for a ring they won't wear and a trophy they can't keep. And they kill themselves for it. Also, as far as your grammar checker on Haktua, I give that guy a hearty, fuck that guy. And for the ride being over on sports 2023/2024, you're right, it is, and I'm a bit sad about it, but it gives us a few months to prepare for the upcoming onslaught of new memories. College football starts August 24th, full slate starting the following weekend, August 29th of Labor Day weekend. That's a mere 60 days away, although I am happy for the break. I can't wait to get back on the ride. It will be a banger, as it always is. Thank you for your time, and keep churning out the great pods. Respectfully, Scott Cluthier of Wilmington, Delaware. Two more, real quick. I said one more, two more. Jim Steele. Zabe, you scoffed when Andy said Dolly Parton, Johnny Cash, and I forgot the third one. Merle Haggard, was it? Were crossover stars? I'll leave Cash and Haggard out for the moment. But Dolly had Here You Come Again, 9 to 5, Islands in the Stream, I Will Always Love You. All of them pop hits by her and others. I'm pretty sure Coat of Many Colors and Jolene got a lot of airtime as well on non-country radio stations, but I could be wrong about that. Yes, Dolly is primarily a country star, but she also had crossover success on the pop charts as well. Sincerely, Jim Steele, Chevy Chase, Maryland. Yes, you're right about that. Then there's this, Aaron Kolodny, a.k.a. the Hebrew Hammer, as he calls himself, The Henge, he writes, The Fucking Henge. Thanks a lot for playing the Y Elvis song on Stonehenge Day. Now that song is on repeat in my head all day long. Oy vey. Forget about that. Let's talk about the Henge. Yes, indeed. Let's talk about it, shall we? Quick break for some crass commercial messages from wonderful advertisers that you should frequent and buy their goods and services. If you are a subscriber, you will not hear them. Coming up next, Officer Hatch on Sports, Life, Golf, and More. You're listening to the Zabecast. Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, mybookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with mybookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At mybookie.com, they're not just another faceless sports book. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long. Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Officer Hatch has arrived on the scene to restore some damn order to the world at large. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Why so low-key, bro?
I'm in the car.
Yeah? With who? Your kids?
No, I'm by myself.
Okay. Do you want me to call you a bit later when you get home?
No, you're fine. I'm not going home, actually.
Oh, okay. But, where are you going? To the golf course?
No. I did play some great golf course. Did you see my picture?
No. Where'd you play?
That I sent you and Ron?
No.
I played at Innisbrook, Copperhead.
Oh.
Yeah, look at your phone. Look at your phone, man. I sent it to you.
When? How long ago?
I was just there. It was the BPGA.
Oh, your tournament, the Black PGA. It's the boys' golf trip open to all races, creeds, colors, and political affiliation, but with a hatch flavor. I thought that tournament went defunct years ago. It's back?
It's back. It's been back the last 3 years.
Nice. How many guys?
Just four of us this time.
Well, that's a light field right there. We need to bump that up. So tell people how you determine your handicap. Or how you used to determine the handicap for playing in your weekend boys trip.
Right. If you're new, you get no handicap. You play as a zero.
Well, so, gee, Hatch, that sounds like I'm in for an ass. That sounds like I'm in for an ass kick in that first year.
Yeah, of course. You can't come in the tournament the first year and win.
And it's a putt everything out tournament, right?
It's a putt everything out tournament unless it's been agreed by everybody to give it to you. But if you putt it towards the hole and miss it after it's been given to you, it counts.
Ah, okay. All right, then.
So when it's given to you, you better pick it up and
Did you find that maybe the no handicap strokes for the first year, even if you're a known certified 15 handicap, would be a deterrent to wanting to come and play in the BPGA?
Not necessarily, because it's more about nobody's winning any money. It's a jacket.
That's right. The jacket. Gaudy plaid jacket like they give out at Hilton Head, right?
Exactly. You get to take it home for a year and put your name on. You can stitch your name, your college, whatever you want to put on it, and the year you won.
Well, nice. I like that. For love of the game. I actually don't hate the format. So it's in the summer down in Tampa.
In the summer down in Sarasota, but okay. We played Innisbrook,
Ding,
Copperhead,
nice.
We played Stream Song Black,
nice. I heard they just redid Stream Song.
Oh, they did. It was nice. And then we played Tiburon Black,
also nice.
Yes.
Does the BPGA always play the black tees no matter what?
No, we do not. We're old now. We've moved
Come on.
Up.
You got if no you're gonna way. Have the BPGA, no. you gotta play the black tees. And if a course doesn't have black tees, bring your own black tees.
That's right. No, we played the black tees at the Valspar, well, Copperhead, because it's the second one from the back. And okay. then we played Stream Song with the black tees. No, sorry, Tiburon was the black tees because it was the second one from the back.
Yeah. For those that don't play golf, normally the way tees used to work was red tee was always ladies. Now it's politically correct to call it the forward tee because it may not correct. Be ladies. It might be old people or just people that want to play a shorter course. Red tee was ladies. White tee was just the regular men's tee. And then the blue tee would be the tournament tee or like the low handicap tee. Just three colors, red, white, blue. Very simple. And then courses, Hatch, started putting all kinds of shit. Gold tees, black tees, copper tee. Like, and then some courses don't have colors. They have different types of tees. Well, those are the horseshoe tees. Oh, you want to play the back tees? Those are the shovel tees. And you're like, what the fuck exactly?
Exactly. And now they have like six sets of tees on all the nice courses. You're like, okay, which one do I play? So you basically look at the scorecard and say, 6,600? Okay, I'll play that tee.
Right. And then there's courses that have combo tees. So there's...
Right.
They melt together some of the backs and some of the regulars. Gets very complicated. And at the end of the day, we all suck. Golf is a hard game. Yeah.
Go ahead. I'll let you finish. I got to tell you what I shot at Innisbrook. You're going to die laughing.
Okay. Golf is a hard game, as you know and I know. But just to make you feel even worse about it, there's a 15-year-old in the tour event this week in Detroit. And there's a guy who got in through the qualifier after slamming three beers before a playoff. Did you see that story?
I did not see that story.
Yes. Guy works at Golf Galaxy, and he's never played in a pro event, but he qualified, and he was so nervous before his playoff, eight-hole playoff to get in, he slammed three beers and said he needed every ounce of those beers to calm him the fuck down.
Awesome. And he qualified.
And then the 15-year-old, I think, has been given an exemption. This is a 15-year-old kid that finished top 20 at a Korn Ferry tour event this year.
Wow.
I mean, what hope do we have, Hatch, of ever being decent at all? None.
None. And especially how I played. First of all.
What'd you shoot?
You know me in slow golf. That is my kryptonite.
Right.
And the experience I had a Goodman moment on the golf course because these people in front of us
were hitting two off the tee. Yeah.
We waited every shot. I was so frustrated and so mad. I shot 61 on the front.
That's yes. ridiculous. That's not 60, you.
An honest 61.
Honest 61. Because you're so out of sorts. Okay.
Oh my God. I was so frustrated. I told the people that, and I go, this just ruined my experience. I'm never coming back here again.
Yeah. All right. Let me get to, there's a lot of relationship news I want to run by you.
One, I wanted to say something real quick before you get to that. And we're talking about young kids. The Olympic trial, the 16-year-old from Bullis High School.
Oh, yeah.
Made the final of the 400 Olympic trials and finished sixth. And he still might make the team as an alternate for the relay.
That's amazing. Bullis High School's here in the D.C. area. And 16 years old is extremely young to make the Olympic team. Did you run track in high school in addition to playing football?
Yes, I did. I still have the record at my high school for the 100 meters, 10.5.
Get out!
1986, still hasn't been broken.
Wow. You must have been the last black guy to go to that high school.
Well, I was one of the only few at the time anyway.
I know.
Actually, there's more. There's more now.
There is more now? There's more brothers now, and they still can't get your record. That's pretty strong.
Yeah, I think we were second to your high school.
Langley?
Yeah.
In terms of what?
Least amount of brothers?
Bro, when I went to high school, we couldn't field a full 5-on-5 basketball team with any kind of color. It was tragic. Tragically white.
Right.
Okay. Let's get to some relationship news. Have you heard about what Kelly Stafford, Matt Stafford's wife, opened up about on a podcast regarding them dating when he was in college?
No, I did not.
All right. I'm going to play it for you, and then you can just go ahead and let me know what you think, all right? Tell me if you can hear this. Turn up your car speaker.
Falcons.
Yeah.
But no, so anyways, he...
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear it. Right.
Falcons.
Yeah.
But no, so anyways, he was like, this is fun. I was like, oh, we're in a relationship. This is great. You know, like this, because that's all I knew.
Yeah.
I didn't know casual dating.
Wait, so was he trying to casually date and you were all
in? Oh, yeah, girl. And I didn't know what that was. So all of a sudden, we, you know, we're kind of doing this thing. And then he's like, oh, I see him at a bar one night. And I'm like, what the f-? Anyways, long story short, it wasn't that cute of a relationship at first. I hated him. I loved him. I dated the backup to piss him off, which worked.
Oh, yes. He was like, that'll do it.
He was the bad boy, too. Like, Matthew's so sweet and southern gentleman and all that stuff. And the backup was the complete opposite.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, and it upset him, which it worked, thankfully.
Yes.
But yeah, at first it was a...
Was that like the pivotal moment in the relationship where he was like, actually, you can't be with him. You need to be with me.
100%. He would... So they lived in the same dorm because athletes lived in the same dorm and he would see my car there. And so at one point he like waited and followed me out and got in my car and wouldn't get out.
Stop.
And he was
like... this is so hot.
I was like, this is amazing. It's working.
Yeah.
All right. So a lot of guys have said... What are you doing, sweetheart? This is not helpful at all to the relationship. What does Officer Hatch say?
You're married for 15 years now. Why are you bringing that even up?
Because now
everyone's going to think, well, she must have screwed the backup.
She admitted as such. She said, I dated the backup just to piss him off, and it got him going.
Right, which means she slept with him.
Of course. In today's day and age. Yeah.
Yes.
Since her
car was at the dorm, at the athletic dorm. And I stayed in the athletic dorm. Dude, you're not coming up in there just to sit down and have a cup of coffee.
And to study philosophy, yeah.
Right.
So here was Channing Crowder on Ryan Clark's podcast talking about
it. Leave the past in the past, but also what's the point of it? When I first saw that, bro, what's the point of that? I don't know if she's, you know, saying, and it did get viral and everybody wants to go viral and all that. But listen, Mrs. Stafford, what's the point of telling that story at this venture?
Yeah. That's exactly. And what I find the most amazing is that she seems to not understand that he is a Hall of Fame bound alpha athlete who has achieved and has put his body on the line and is really, he's done something in life. He's the reason her and her four kids are living the life they do. She has done nothing in life, Hatch. Nothing. She's accomplished nothing. She's achieved nothing. So maybe just kind of, you know, slow your roll a bit and maybe don't do a podcast. Who cares what you have to say?
Right. We don't even know who you are.
Right. Exactly.
And on top of that, why are you trying to make yourself look like so much? I get what she's doing. If you look at it from the other side, it's just like, hey, I'm just telling a story that's pretty funny back in the day.
Right.
Look where we ended up now. We're married. We have four kids. It's great. I get that. But it's optics.
It is optics.
You made him sound like a stalker.
Well,
jumped in my car and wouldn't get out. And he wouldn't, and he begged for me back. Okay, come on now.
I know.
He's the quarterback at Georgia. That dude could have got so many different women.
And I'm sure he did.
Right.
But she knew how to push and to pull and to press buttons, and she got her man, and they're happily married. You know, she survived a brain tumor as well. Which you would also think maybe after that event in your life, you'd say, I don't think I need to do podcasts dishing dirt with other girls and women about what we used to do. Let's just do what matters in life. But I don't know.
How is she like a staffer got on there and said, man, when I was quarterback at Georgia, after games, if I had a great game, man, I just went to the bar and just picked up old anybody. It was so easy.
Right. What if he said, you know, my wife, when I first met her, I'm like, eh. She's a six maybe in my world, but I said, let me give her a try. And you know what?
Right.
I ended up liking her, so we're married. Now she's got to deal with, what? Your husband thought you were a six?
Exactly.
Yeah. Not helpful. I don't think he was genuinely mad about it, and I do think Kelly Stafford probably didn't think much of it. But the whole point is, A, he's achieved something in life. You hit the lottery. And B, you don't know how this is going to work. So, or how this is going to be played. So maybe don't do podcasts. We have too many fucking podcasts, including this one right here. Let me be first to say that. But this is a dangerous thing. But, you know,
You doing a podcast? What value are you bringing to the podcast world, Kelly Stafford? You're married to a football player. You're married to a football player. You're just a regular person.
Right. Right. So anyway, this spawned I saw a lot of follow-on posts about this and content where some guys were saying, what if all of our wives had a podcast? So in other words, even regular Joe's wives were doing a podcast, dishing dirt about shit around the house and in their life. Like, you know, Bill, he didn't want to go to my sister's bridal shower. And I told him the date. He said he knew the date. And then the date comes and he says he was never told. I can't believe it.
And so you know what I'm going to do now? He's getting no ass for the next week. I mean, God damn.
It'd be mayhem. Really? It would be mayhem. But
exactly.
Hey, but when it works out, it works out. For example, Bill Belichick is now dating a 24-year-old. Have you seen this story?
No. Is that the one that the Brady roast where they said we saw you coming out of the 20-year-old's house?
Yes, it was. The morning Ring doorbell video of a shirtless Bill Belichick, 6-time Super Bowl champion. Or is it 5? I forget. I think it's 6.
Five, because Brady got 6.
Brady got 6, and
one with Tampa.
Yes, that was it. Here's Gronk talking about it with Julian Edelman on their podcast.
Did you see Coach Belichick's date?
Yes. I sure did. He's dating a 24-year-old, good-looking 24-year-old. He always told us there's three things out there that don't get caught up in. What were the three things? What was the trifecta, Julian? Can you please explain the trifecta?
Mr. Gronk, would it be alcohol one?
Alcohol was one, and Coach Belichick did not partake in alcohol. I can tell you that.
Two, is it assholes?
Asshole is number two, and I would say Coach Belichick did partake in being an asshole at some times. But not anymore. I love him now. He's my favorite. Not anymore, though. All right, what's number three?
Number three, is that girls?
Yeah, girls. Yeah. Girls. And now he's all caught up with the girls. We love you, Coach. We love you.
He's really putting to rest all those rumors. Oh, he's too old. He can't connect with the younger generation. He's like, watch me. Watch me.
Well, wait, time out. He's not coaching anymore, though, so.
So maybe that he can be in the trifecta. He has
a pass.
He's
allowed to be in the trifecta. Watch out. He's going to be blacked out hammered every night now.
24, Hatch.
What does a 24-year-old do with a 70-year-old man? Really? That's your grandpa. Yes. What are you looking at when you see him naked? Bill Belichick didn't even go to the gym.
I know. It's not even a debonair, handsome, fit 72-year-old.
Short, and he's round like a freaking
Oompa Loompa.
Yeah.
I know.
Really?
And apparently Belichick has no fucks to give about anyone's opinion of him dating a 24-year-old. Which I find also kind of amazing. I can't believe they have anything to talk about. He said the word was that he bonded with this girl over her philosophy homework in college.
First of all, where did you meet her? At the library? At college? What the hell?
I don't know.
How does a 70-year-old meet a 24-year-old?
Maybe he slid into her DMs. I don't know, Hatch.
He is not on social media.
Okay, maybe he's got a burner account. Maybe he's got somebody that ropes him in. I don't know. I'm as much disgusted by her as I am by him. Because it takes two to tango. You know, honey, there's plenty of other men your age or at least close that you could be with. Don't fucking tell me that this is your soulmate. He's rich and famous. We get it.
Right. We get it.
Now, to TikTok. Apparently, this is a trend, okay? TikTok has hashtags find the wife, hashtag cheating husbands, hashtag wedding ring, and here was the post. Ready?
Yep.
On an airplane, if this is your husband flying United Airlines flight 2140 from Houston to New York, he's probably going to be staying with Katie tonight. Him and Katie met at the airport bar, haven't left each other's side since then. He convinced her to change her seat so she could sit next to him and they could drink. I don't know his name, but I know hers because he keeps saying it. He also said his 8-year-old daughter danced for the Astros opening night. He's from Fort Worth, says he's a surfer and just got a new surfboard, supposedly president of the company he works for and flying to New York for business. I wouldn't have known he was married if he hadn't been wearing his wedding ring. Excuse me, I'm rubbing my eye. I didn't know what else to do to self-record this. Do your thing, TikTok. Hashtag cheating. Hashtag Houston. Bunch of hashtags. This is what people are doing on social media.
Why are people in other people's business? How do you know that's his girl? How do you know that's not his wife? How do you know that's not a coworker?
And you know what they would say? They would say, well, if he was innocent, then it's going nowhere. But it didn't look innocent to me, so I've got some sort of moral obligation to out guys who may or may not be creeping on their wives.
Oh, my God. And when did you become the moral police?
I know. But, you know, apparently
Karen.
This is
now. Karen's out there.
Yeah. All right, let me end on two better stories involving athletes and love. The Chiefs, Hatch, and Hallmark are teaming up to make a movie. This is not a joke. This is a real Hallmark movie called, ready? Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story. Gag.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Who's going to be starring in it? Taylor Swift and my boy Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes and his wife, who's always another one that's always in somebody's business. I don't even know her name.
Oh, yes. Brittany Mahomes.
Yeah. She's another one.
They can't.
Think she's famous.
I know. They can't afford those people for the movie, so instead they've got Tyler Hines, don't know him, Hunter King, don't know him, and Ed Begley Jr. I've heard of him. He's C-list. They will be in the movie Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story. Gag.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes.
And then one last one. So Jordan Love, quarterback of the Packers, got engaged over the weekend in Europe at some incredible castle. And he just released his engagement video, because that's now a thing where you hire a photo crew to sneak behind some bushes and capture the moment you drop down to one knee and propose. It's a cinematic quality video. It's amazing. And I hope it works out for these two. But I just am blown away, Hatch, at the over-the-top money and time spent to create these videos of just the proposal.
I know, which isn't going to last. So what are you going to do with it when you get divorced?
Probably not going to watch it very much.
Right, ever. Besides, you probably won't watch it even if you do stay married. And then when you don't get married, you definitely don't want it. So why would you spend money on that?
I mean, he's
already
going
to get the ring. He's right. Already going to keep the ring.
he's got the money to spend, and he's young, and he's in love, and I guess we shouldn't poo-poo that. But at the same time, holy crap, man, come on. Like, this is over-the-top cinematic production. And if it doesn't go well, you will look back to that video and go, I was such an idiot. God.
Exactly. And what if he does? What if he's dumb like me and gets married again, and then the video's sitting around, and the new wife finds the video?
Oh no! Did that happen to you?
I didn't video stuff.
Oh, okay. No way. I was gonna say that didn't happen to you. Like, hey, imagine telling your wife you've never been married before, and she didn't bother to check any records on that, and then she finds your original wife's wedding video. And says, honey, what's this? That'd be awkward.
That would be. And it'd be awkward even if you did tell her you were married before. The first question is, why do you still have this?
That's a very good point. Very good point. All right. Anything else that is on your mind as we're heading to the dry season in sports as we wait for football to return?
I was pleasantly surprised that Florida put it together and ended up winning game 7.
Are you a Panther fan of sorts you have a property down there?
No, but I'm a sports fan, and when someone's up 3-0 and then gets it to 3-3, that worries me.
Right.
So
It was a great game. It was high drama, as the Stanley Cup always is, basically, especially when it comes to a game 7. And these hockey players are ridiculous. They just
hand-eye coordination is amazing.
Yeah, and then just the grind to go all the way to the end of the road there, Game 7 Finals, is crazy. The Stanley Cup has already been in the Atlantic Ocean. They've already put two brand-new babies in the cup. One of the players just had twin babies. They've been drowning fans with beer out of the cup. So it's funny because the cup has this handler, you know, this guy that stays with the cup the entire time all year long. And then he chaperones the cup with the players. But for all year, the cup just is nice and polite and buttoned up, doesn't do anything. And then a team wins it and all the players take it out on drunken escapades all summer long.
For how long? When does it get returned?
I think it's the start of training camp. So it's pretty much all summer, and it's going to go everywhere. This one player took it literally 8 feet into the ocean. I don't know if the Stanley Cup floats or not. It's very heavy, but it reminds me of when Brady threw the Lombardi from one boat to another after he won it in Tampa. Right. Remember that? And you're like, oh, shit, don't drop that.
Right.
Well, maybe next year if I play in the BPGA, and if I'm lucky enough to win.
Every year.
I know.
Every year, you never go.
I know.
I stopped the biting you.
If I go, and if I'm lucky enough to win, especially as a scratch, which I'm not, then I'll take the BPGA jacket and I will run into the Atlantic Ocean. Or I guess I'd have to run into the Gulf of Mexico, because that's the side you're on.
Yeah. Right. Correct.
All right.
Then you get your name, your college, whatever you want to put on it, the year you won.
All right. All right, Hatch. Good to talk to you as always, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Yep.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Let's end on this. Scott Van Pelt on ESPN remains their singular shining moment of this guy gets it. And this guy is able to deliver quality and not insult our intelligence as fans. And he knows how to get the best people on his stage of Van Pelt Center, as I call it, the late night sports center, to give some of the best content. Now, Paul Maurice, the Stanley Cup winning coach, for those who know hockey, has been after this thing for a long, long time. He's been a lifer in the game and as a coach in the NHL. And he is a great interview. He's got great sound bites. He is profane, like a lot of hockey coaches can be. But he said something to Van Pelt that made me go, wow, never heard any coach say that before. Take a listen to Paul Maurice talking about how when it looked like the Panthers were holding on in the third period, hoping the clock would go faster, he was actually telling his boys and hoping the clock would do the opposite.
We were careening out of control at the time. But
bounding into the guardrails,
so we get into about, yes, exactly. So there's 6 minutes left to go in the second period. You know, Sam Ryan had scored that goal, and everybody is standing on the bench starting to lose their minds, right?
Yep.
And boys, we cannot stand for a period and a half freaking out every time somebody touches the puck. So just tried to go in there, get them to breathe a little bit. We know what we do. And then we invented a new idea. We just iced the puck 75 times in the third period, so that was it.
Well, brilliant strategy. Listen, I don't know the first thing about coaching your sport, Paul. But look, they got 97, they got 28, they got Hyman, they got a boatload of guys that can put the puck in the net. As best you can, I can't imagine how long it takes for those 20 minutes to exhaust themselves. How are you processing those moments?
We talk about this. We talk about this from training camp on. When there's 8 minutes left to go in the third period in the deciding game, if we've got this right, we're saying, I hope the clock slows down, not speeds up.
What do you mean by that?
To be present, to be in the moment. I don't want that thing to go. I don't want the game to end like that. I'm not wishing for this thing to be over so we can call ourselves Stanley Cup champions. I want to live the moment that we're in. I'm never, very probably ever getting a Game 7 Stanley Cup final ever in my life again. I don't want it to speed up. I want it to slow down.
Love it.
Man, that is great stuff right there. It's a full 6 minutes and change right after they won the Cup. They pulled Paul Maurice aside into a studio to talk to Van Pelt, and it was a great conversation, and I just love that piece where he's like, look, we actually want the clock to slow down. We want to be present in the moment. We're not afraid of, oh my God, what if we lose this game? Although they did ice the pucks 75 times in a row, which kind of indicated a mindset of, oh shit, don't make any mistakes, just hold on, ice the puck, ice the puck, ice the puck. Good stuff, Paul Maurice. All right, by that phone call means I am done here. Thank you so much for listening, as always, and being a part of the Zabecast Nation. Just another lousy podcast stirring up shit on the landscape that doesn't need to be there. Actually, I kind of do need this gig. It's a nice side gig, and I appreciate everybody who supports me via being a premium subscriber. You can go to zabe.com/premium, and for $5 a month, you get Fridays in addition to Monday through Thursday, and you get ad-free. And you get Scott and Sally on Fridays. We're working on their schedule. Scott's at the beach this week. I can't promise them this Friday, but we're going to figure something out. They'll be back soon enough. And I appreciate that support directly and, of course, the support of our fine advertisers for this podcast. Rate and review. Leave a comment if you can. It tickles the algorithmic overlords. And in the meantime, let's all try to be in the moment. Try to be where our feet are. Be where our feet are. There we go. Don't want to get busted by the grammar police again. And live every day to the fullest. Thanks for listening. Have a great Wednesday, and we will see you next time. Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, MyBookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sportsbook. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long. Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.